Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So how to squeeze Putin without getting into a military action against him for his foreign murders, for his hacking at will into our elections, Colonial Pipeline, our meat processor. There's some evidence of hacking into a subway system. How do we stop him from doing it? He understands only force. That's all he understands. He understands only force. But at the same time, more than 70% of Russian oil goes to Europe. More than 75% of Russian natural gas goes to Europe. And the fact is that the sanctions we have put on them, and we have put some on, and I'm not just talking about saying that none of our banks can buy bonds denominated in rubles. Their GDP, their gross domestic product, fell by a third in 2020. They are a one-trick pony. They are Johnny One Note. Oil and gas, that's it. Basically, that's it. More than a third of their gross domestic product, more than a half of the government revenues that come in. And as a result, standards of living have gone down over there. They're bare shelves. People can't get what they want. You know, they're being paid on these government jobs. They're not doing anything. The place is getting strangled. It has to be strangled some more. That is the only way for them to turn and arrest these hacking groups, which many suspect have links to Russian intelligence. Anyway, stop hacking into our elections. Stop hacking into our meat processors, our oil companies, and here's what it is. Even though they depend so much on oil and gas, they are primitive when it comes to tech and know-how, and operators, and also simply equipment to develop their oil and gas, to extract it, harvest it, and send it. And right now, they have, for instance, the Vostok project over near Siberia, the Vostok project. We could easily say, and Biden should say this, prohibit any investment, any money coming from the United States or any funny little LLCs that people set up overseas into the Vostok project. They're desperate to go forward with that. And secondly, prohibit the export of any Western technology from the United States and any consulting, any consultancy, any techs, anything of that nature. And that's just one project. There are several other projects over in Siberia. Now, you have to be careful about one thing. Europe are allies, but when Europe basically is existing on Russian oil and Russian national gas, if you tell Europe, the EU and NATO, shut them off, that would close Russia down. It would also close Europe down. How are they going to heat their you know, natural gas, oil? Where are they going to go? One of the problems with oil is that except for the United States, the people that produce it are either jihadist, organized crime like Russia, or like Venezuela, socialist, bordering on communist, and have invited Iranian warships into their harbors, and they're on the way from Iran. So they'll turn around and say, okay, you don't want us to buy it from Russia? What, Venezuela? Saudi Arabia? Well, where are we going to buy it from? Iran? So the answer is you're not going to get the Europeans to do it. But you shut down investment and you shut down tech and equipment going to their new projects. Vostok is one of them, and there are several others. And they're out there with a bunch of guys in fur hats, gibbering with fear, don't know what they're doing, and don't have the equipment. The reason they don't have the equipment is because for much of the 20th century, they were communists, and there was no incentive to develop equipment or anything else. Everything was badly produced, crooked, fraudulent practices. And then when they went away from communism, there was a 10-year hiatus in the 1990s under Boris Yeltsin, Gorbachev, and then it reverted to organized crime under Vladimir Putin. And so they have had no history of true entrepreneurship, true honest capitalism where people with incentives who knew that they could keep their profits, they wouldn't be stolen, and that there wasn't going to be some demand by the government that the president's brother-in-law be put in charge of the operation. So there you have it. With Russia, more than a third of their gross domestic product is oil and natural gas, more than half of their government revenue, oil and natural gas. But 70% of their oil goes to Europe and more than 75% of their gas. We can't depend on Europe to boycott them, but you know what we can do? We can strike at their ability to produce it. Produce it. It's not enough just to put restrictions on buying Russian bonds. And you can't start a military engagement. We have a joint space project we're doing with them where Russian and American astronauts go up, either from the United States or Russia. What are we going to do? Leave these guys up in space? No. And that goes till 2025. We can't do that. I mean, so this has to be done very slowly. Tighten the noose, tighten the noose, tighten the noose. He turns bluer and bluer. His eyeballs start to bulge out. Guess what? Vostok project and the Siberian projects ain't getting any investment. They ain't getting it from Morgan Stanley. They ain't getting it from Goldman Sachs. They ain't getting it from anybody. And they ain't getting any tech. And they ain't getting any know-how. And our guys from the oil companies ain't going over there and helping them at all. They don't know what they're doing. They sit there out there with a fur hat and they go, what is this? What end goes in what? That's really how bad they are, how sad and bad they are. Shut them down and you keep squeezing them. And yeah, it's going to produce glitches in their supply of oil and natural gas to Europe. Okay, we'll deal with it. At least we're not telling Europe, don't buy it. And what you do is you don't have this kind. One reason I'm not at that Geneva conference, and there are many of them, is putting it quite this way is counterproductive. This is a think piece for everybody who wants to know more about this issue. Biden's smart enough, and he has great advisors, Anthony Blinken, Fiona Hill, to put it very obliquely. And as, look, Vladimir, you've done this. You say you're not involved. We have evidence you were. So let me be very blunt. There's no more discussion about you publicly being a murderer, but I will say this, the Vostok project, I think it's a great project. What a great project. You'll produce a lot more oil and natural gas, but you know, it does depend on our money and our tech and our know-how and our guys from the oil industry. And, you know, I will be in a position at some point where I am going to have to issue an executive order that they can't do that. They can't help you. I don't want to do it. And you know what Putin's going to say? He's going to say, well, I own the Republican Party. I own Donald Trump. I own Moscow Mitch and all of them. They will set aside your executive order. And that, you know, we're being stabbed in the back by the Republican Party, by the way, when it comes to Russia. No, but Biden will say, well, you know, guess what? That ain't going to work because some of them may try to do that, but I'm going to issue it anyway. And nobody will deal with the uncertainty until that's resolved. And our Supreme Court is not going to say, tell me that we have to continue helping Russia. And if they do, I ain't doing it, Putin. You understand? So knock it off. That's the way to talk to this guy. A little nicer than that. Joe is a much nicer guy in terms of the way he does it. So there you have it. Fiona Hill, Anthony Blinken, advising Biden. Biden's there slugging it out today. This guy, this worm, Putin, murderer and thief. Yes, he is. But after all, it is Russia. Look back to the year 1000. For 1,000 years, their czars and their communist people have done the same stuff. Got to shut this guy down. Got to do it with sanctions, a little obliquely and very diplomatically put. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.